Welcome to Cascade Connects, a podcast focusing on the people and events in the Cascade Collegiate Conference. Here is your host, CCC Commissioner Robert Cashel.
Welcome to this week's edition of Cascade Connects. I'm your host, Rob Cashel, Commissioner of the Cascade Collegiate Conference. Really excited today to have Paul Elliott, head coach of the Southern Oregon University beach volleyball team, and two volleyball, beach volleyball student athletes, Maddie Gray and Sky Botella. Thank you guys for joining the program.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Well, ladies, looking outside in Ashland, looks like a beautiful day. Might be a little chilly for practice later today, but it looks like a nice day out there.
Yeah, very pretty day.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's been colder, but today's been sunnier, and hopefully it'll be sunny, you know, as the season goes on and not snowing like it has been before. So
for sure. Well, thank you guys. Paul, I'm gonna start with you. Obviously, the head coach of Southern Oregon University, beach volleyball, fairly new to our league. This is the first year that we're sponsoring it as a championship sport. It became our 16th championship sport this year, and really excited to learn more about it. You have a rich history of not only coaching indoor for a number of years, but you just finished as an assistant coach this past season again for indoor. Tell me a little bit about the transition to beach and what you guys have been doing, getting ready for the season.
Well, we had a very robust fall season. We had 19 players in our fall season. So we've been going at it since school began in the fall. And then, of course, we took the holidays off and got back going on January 6th. But yeah, it's just been, you know, trying to keep getting better every day, working on the things that we were maybe a little deficient in last year and trying to work on some of those types of things. In the fall, which was, I thought, very productive. As an example, we want to be a better serving team, and I think we are at this point. So things of that nature we're working on.
Well, and ladies, last year we did sponsor it in the conference. It wasn't a championship sport. We were part of the CalPAC, and we played in a West Coast qualifier, if you will. But talk a little bit about, Maddie, about having it now in the conference and having our own championship.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty incredible to see how far we've come just as from a first year program to now a third year program. And also just seeing the sport of beach volleyball grow over the last 10 years and then now over the last, you know, 3 to 5 years. And we are really thankful to have our own conference, you know, now that it's big enough. It's going to make it a lot easier on traveling, a lot easier on kind of like what to expect and the kind of competition that we are seeing on a, you know, on a weekly basis versus like playing in our conference and then traveling all the way to CalPAC and seeing these Southern California teams. It's just like different style of play, different group of competition. And now it's going to get even more tight with our group, you know, like now we're all competing with each other for that qualifier. So it's pretty exciting. And we do have a very strong conference. A lot of people in our conference, you know, have been projected for the national tournament this year. And then as well as, you know, some other underdogs that are really good as well. So we're looking forward to it and just really thankful to say that we have our own conference now.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. And again, from a conference perspective, just kind of learning about the sport and trying to figure out, you know, what we do from policy and procedure. So Sky, you've been with the program since you transferred in from Menlo and were the starting libero. Talk a little bit about your experience so far at Southern and what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, so coming into SOU, it's very fun. Our first year, it started off a little rough. There was only like 8 or 9 of us, so there wasn't really, you know, much there. But as the seasons come, you know, we insert new players and we get more competitive. And I'm very excited this year. We have about 25 of us, I believe, on our team. And yeah, every single day is different. It's never the same day. You know, we all just come competitive and we're all like competition hungry. So everyone's willing to cutthroat at practice. Everyone's willing to take positions. And like, it's just all fun and games because we're all working towards the same goal. And that's just something I'm very excited about this season, to see everyone compete and kind of just work towards the same goal.
I want to talk a little bit about your facility because it's really outstanding. It's repurposed old tennis courts, where you see that on a lot of college campuses. Kind of back in the day, tennis courts were there, and many of them fall into disrepair and aren't used. Well, you guys repurpose those to really beautiful, beautiful beach volleyball courts. So, Paul, talk a little bit about your facility and how great it is to have that right there on your campus by Lithia Pavilion.
Well, I think it's in a great spot, first of all. And when I first came up and interviewed for the job and actually got the job, they told me that they were going to put them out on the guests, out behind the guest bleachers of our Raider Stadium out there on that grass field, which we'd have been out of sight, out of mind. And to put them where they are right now, which is, a stone's throw to our athletic weight room. And to Whiteman Street, which people walk by all the time. And it just feels like we're in the hub of the athletic department. So we love that. We love seeing the other teams go in and lift while we're practicing, et cetera, et cetera. So the sand is outstanding. We talked them into going 16 inches down, which is important. And then they came back and said, well, we want to put some gravelly sand for the first 8 inches and then go sand from Florence, Oregon. And I said, that sand's going to come back up. It's all going to be gravelly. Please don't do that. And so I was doing all that from California. And Josh Rolfing was a huge help in making sure that he represented me well. And I appreciate that. Yeah, our facility has a lot of potential. Our actual courts are fantastic. Now we're really trying to spruce up our facility a little bit, maybe get a few more banners and get some better bleachers and maybe some scoreboards and things like that. So there's things we can do that I always see, but we're thrilled with what we have.
Yeah, and Sky and Maddie, just tell me a little bit about kind of that environment, because obviously it's competitive as heck. But I've also learned a little bit that beach volleyball is also a vibe. You got a culture to it that is fun and different. Competing hard on the court, but also there's this vibe there that is really engaging. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Okay. Yeah, so we both came from indoor, and being an indoor player is just a lot different, and not in a bad way, but just different. And so having that transition, I think beach is just a lot more lackadaisical, like in between your matches and even while you're playing. Like we're listening to music at practice and during the games, like at every tournament that we're at, they're playing music and it's like a very chill, like laid back environment. But then you have to be able to like switch it back on when you're competing. So it's really cool, like again, like in between games, it's a very like it's a gentleman's sport. There's a lot of camaraderie and it's very like it feels like you're just at the beach like hanging out with your friends. But at the same time, when you are in those competition settings and you are competing, you have to be able to make, flip that switch and compete.
Yeah. Also, going off of like Maddie, our team is very high energy. Like we're just a very high energy team, and like we love to have fun. Like in moments where we don't need to be serious, but like we also know like during practices and during game time is when to flip it and to like be competitive and when to have fun. And we're just so high energy. Practices are always fun. Like game days are always fun. It's just a fun vibe.
So tell me a little bit about the competitive part, because again, I'm learning. Your four fives and sixes play, then your one twos and threes play, and it's really the best out of five, if you will. So tell me a little bit about that part of the game and the strategy and kind of that whole the whole format, if you will. And Paul, jump in there if it's easier for you to answer that one.
Well, I think Maddie and Sky are awfully well spoken. So I the one thing I will say is when I got the job and I started to really think about how am I going to coach this? Because I didn't know either. And so I was saying, how do I coach this? So I watched the NCAA. I got hired in March, and then in May they had the NCAA championships on ESPN. I watched every second of it. Listened to what the coaches said when they were interviewed, everything. And I realized that it's not about how good your one and two pairs are, it's how good your three, fours, and fives are. So I wanted to be deep. I said to myself, Paul, you need to make a team where your five pair could compete against your one pair. And we did that. And they didn't beat them all the time, but they were competitive with them. So we won a lot of matches in the four and five pair. And I think that helped us get to that magic number of 3 wins.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about our league in terms of the competition. Ladies, you guys mentioned how deep our league is and how strong it is. Corbin obviously is nationally known, like you guys are becoming. They won the Invitational, I think it was 2, maybe 3 years ago. They were runner-up. They've been really, really good. College of Idaho, a new program, who is also very strong. Bushnell is deep. You guys are solid. Tell me a little bit about what you're expecting within the league in terms of the competition and going against each other each week.
Yeah, I think we're expecting a lot. I mean, coming in, especially for C of I, their first year last year, they were a very strong team and they came with great players and great play. So I think they're someone also that we are competing with. Corbin's always got high energy, always got, that dog in them. So keeping up with them as well. But yeah, I think overall it's very hard competition.
It is. It's like kind of like how Paul was saying, like you want to be deep as a team. And part of that is also knowing that like your five pair is just as valuable as your one pair, and even like the six pair, whoever it is, like our whole team is valuable and everyone plays their own role and own part. So I don't know, just kind of like going in with the mindset of like we're all here to do the same job, like reiterating what Sky had said earlier about completing the same goal. But just kind of, going in with like anyone can beat anyone on any given day, and it doesn't matter how good you think you are or where your ranking is in the polls. Like, if you don't come to play that day, you could easily get beat, especially in this conference. So just trying to come with a, good mindset and a head on our shoulders that, we're here to compete and, that anyone could beat us. So we got to be on our A game.
Well, Paul, as you know, with Multnomah not sponsoring a team this year, we had to revamp our schedule a little bit last week. We've done that. But at the core of it is what we're kind of calling this festival style, where all of our teams are coming to various locations. Everyone will be there. You're hosting two of those. So I want to talk a little bit about kind of what it means to host two of those, and then also talk a little bit about our newest member, associate member Simpson.
Okay, well, first of all, a lot of what I said, I wonder how Josh McDermott will feel about having to with the work that goes into it. What I have told the other coaches, like one time Corbin said they wanted to play last year, they wanted to play Bushnell. They could just play Bushnell on the week, during the week. And I said, you guys, I really want to show you off to our people. I want them to see not you guys just play us. I want them to see you play each other, because that's what's the beauty of the festival format, is you're going to see teams playing against other teams that you may have seen the last previous weekend us play. So I think that's really, I'm so proud of our conference that the idea of our community, and we get a large grouping, a large following of people that want to see what we're all about and what this sport is all about. That for Corbin to play Bushnell and C of I to play Bushnell and Corbin on our court while we're not playing, that's really fun for me.
Yeah, ladies, I'm sure there's more excitement to having all of those teams around than just having one team show up. Hey, we play for an hour and a half and then we're done. We play tomorrow. Talk to me a little bit about that camaraderie that really is developed by having everybody there.
It's fun to have a lot of teams there. I mean, when we travel and everyone's there, it's kind of like, you see friends that you've made throughout the years and then you make new friends. And I think, like, yeah, it's fun playing one team on the week and then playing them again tomorrow. But I think with all the teams there, it kind of brings like a sense of like the sport is growing, and like it gives a sense of like we all belong here and we're all competing for the same thing. But at the same time, we can all still be friends. We all have the same goal. So it's like we're all just there
Yeah,
having fun.
It was cool. Our conference, when we went to CalPAC, and the people that were able to go to the CalPAC conference from our, small competing conference last year, I think it was us, Corbin, C of I, and Bushnell. And any time that we would see them compete against a team from the South, like we're there cheering them on, and vice versa, like they're cheering us on. And of course, like we ended up having to compete against Corbin at the conference tournament in CalPAC. But leading up to our matches, we were still cheering them on, and vice versa, them cheering us on. And I think it's just like pretty cool to see, like again, like being able to switch it, but also being able to still be kind to one another and just support each other, because we are there for the same goal, and we are all like competing in women's sports, which is rare to do. So I think it's just really a great environment to be a part of, and super competitive, super fun, just like how we said before. So
And Paul, our NAIA no neighbor just south of you, Simpson University, started a program, and they are actually an associate member of ours. They're an up-and-coming program. You know their coach. They're building nice facilities. They're not quite ready to host a festival style yet, but tell me a little bit about what you know about Simpson.
well, I think Lance Jacobs is the coach, and we have mutual friends. He's quite a bit younger than me, but we have mutual friends, and I've grown to really, really, really like Lance. He's not only is he a solid guy, he knows the game. He's a former great player. He knows the game, and he runs. It's been a little rough to get some kids to play to go there for beach volleyball. And I think that's going to change. He runs a beach volleyball club, so that's going to eventually prove to be beneficial for Simpson. I think the new courts. I don't know where they're building them or if they or when they are, but super excited about the proximity of them being 2 hours away. We're going to get together and scrimmage them. And I think he's marketably farther along this year. I think he kind of had to pull some of those indoor kids out to the sand last year, and now a lot of them have bought in. Last I talked to him, he's happy with their progress. He thinks he's a year away, but I have a feeling they're going to be a lot better. And they weren't bad to begin with, so they're going to have some athletes, and they're going to have a good time, and he'll grow it.
Well, and with Simpson, with Southern Oregon, College of Idaho, Bushnell, Corbin, and then Northwest is our other school that has it, and they've been at it for a while. New coach up there, so we'll see how that program develops as well with new leadership. I do want to ask, we're in the Pacific Northwest. Last year at our first one, we had 5, 6 inches of snow on your guys' court. You guys have to come prepared for all kinds of different weather.
Yeah.
So, I mean, tell me what's in your duffel bag for clothing.
Oh,
A lot. I have
everything you could
like
think of.
two pairs of thermals. I
Yeah.
have gloves.
Yeah.
Maddie sometimes comes with snow boots if
Yeah.
it's snowing.
Yeah.
Snow
And
plans,
a
snow
whole
boots and
practice with
pants.
snow boots on. Yeah. I mean,
Knees,
yeah.
warmers.
Yeah. We're pretty well off as far as, like what we're able to provide for our program. Last year Paul got us all these nice jackets for us to wear, and that helps a lot, especially the ones that are waterproof, because you're gonna get, not only you're cold, but you're also getting wet, and then you start to have to strip layers off, and then when you're off, like putting layers back on, and kind of just like keeping each other aware of like, hey, you just came off a game, like make sure you stay warm, and so that's a piece of it too. But yeah, also like people bring around hand warmers, like some girls have like electric hand warmers that they have in their hands or in their pockets. And the cool part of it is too, like especially with our team, we make it a thing, like even if you're off and we're all freezing, but like our team's playing, so if our team's playing, like we're not just going to be like huddled up in the tent off to the side, like we're going to be out there on the sideline like cheering each other on. So coming prepared is definitely important, but as any athlete will tell you, like if you don't come prepared, then it makes things a lot more complicated, so we always try to make sure we do come prepared or come prepared.
Yeah, I remember talking to one of the coaches last year, or maybe I was seeing video, and it was you had sun, you had rain, you had some snow, it was windy. You kind of had everything that we get in the Pacific Northwest in the spring.
All of the
Yeah, all of
elements.
it. It helps us play better.
Yeah.
And so, like, we'll play here in the rain and snow, and then we'll go somewhere that's so sunny, and we're like, oh, this is nothing. And,
Yeah.
like, people are complaining it's cold. We're like, it's not even cold. It's hot.
Yeah.
We have, like, no thermal on under.
Yeah.
Everyone's freezing. We're just like, oh, we're
Yeah.
used to this.
It's interesting too, because the game that we had played, we had a little bit more fortunate weather. And then
Yeah.
right after that, the next day,
Difference.
Corbin, I think, opened with Bushnell. And then you could just see like the balls were heavier. Like you can't really see anything because like things are getting in your eyes, like not just the rain, but also like started to turn into
Snow,
snow.
yeah.
Yeah. So it definitely provides some challenges, but like Sky said, the more you get challenged in those elements day to day, the days where you don't have those things going
It's a
on, it's
piece of
like,
cake.
oh my gosh, what the heck?
It's
Like,
like luxury.
yeah.
Well, Paul, obviously the goal for you guys is to get to that national invitational, that championship. I believe it's in Tennessee again this coming year. So just tell me a little bit about your goals that you've set for the team, or more than likely the team has set for themselves. And tell me a little bit about kind of where you feel you're in that process.
Well, I think I've thrown out a few things that I normally don't. Like, I think we have a shot for it all, a legitimate shot. We have a lot of people returning. We've had some great new players. We have to blend it together. We have to get the right pairs together. We have to have a mindset that says, okay, coach has thrown this out there a little bit. And now we got to go back to the 1% better every day. We got to go back to the joy isn't the end of the season or the next match. It's that day at practice. It's be better today, work on the things that we're deficient in or not as efficient in. So that's kind of the mindset, I think. We're a confident group, but we're not a cocky group. And we're blending some new players in, and we've got to seamlessly weave them in with each other and with us for them to be their best selves too. We're a very close team. This is an extremely close team. And I think maybe they all are because it's the nature of the sport. But yeah, so there's work to be done, but it's super exciting.
That's great. And ladies, I'm going to refer to your indoor program for a second, and then try to bring that back to the outdoor program. To me, the success of your indoor program, which you guys have had tremendous success the last several years, and the best teams overall generally have great culture, right? So tell me one or two things, and each of you take one or two. What are some of those culture things of your beach program that are really important to you as leaders and things that you try to instill in new people into the program? If you had one or two things to say, this is our culture, what is it? Maddie, I'll start with you.
Okay. Bless you.
Thanks.
I would say that the main thing that we try to project in everything that we do is that it's not about you. Like it's not about what you're going through, or like, of course, like we're gonna be there for each other, but it's not about like me. It's about us. And if you can learn to play for the person next to you and not care so much about your own performance, or like we check in every day, and that has a lot to do with it. So every new player that comes in, like we explain to them, like checking in is just kind of like leaving whatever's going on, outside of the court, off the court, and being able to come into practice and just be present with one another. And I think we try to mimic that in everything that we do, like anywhere we're at with the team, like we just try to be present together and engage with each other and build relationships. And as an older player, we try to tell the girls, like, this goes so fast, like enjoy it best you can. And like what you're gonna remember from it is like the relationships you built, not the bad days you had at practice, or the times you shanked a pass, or hit a ball out of bounds. Like you're gonna remember the relationships you made. So
And on the flip side of that, like ever since me and Maddie started this program, it was like hard work, like and dedication. So like our team throughout these 3 years, like we come to practice, everyone's willing to work hard. Everyone's willing, just to have that grit in them and to get better. And that's just something that we've kind of instilled since the first season that we've had to make it known. Like, if you're going to be a part of this program, like, you need to be willing to work hard and, work for the money and, earn that spot on the team. So that's something that we've always been looking forward to. And, like, majority of people, most of the people, everyone that comes onto this program, they all work hard. They're all willing to be dedicated to the sport. And especially if it's their first year doing beach, like, they're willing to learn. We have some girls, this is their first year, and they're already, what, 2 weeks in, and they're already superstars. So it's just so good.
And I think a part of it too, like Paul mentions it a lot with us, is like part of being a family, because we consider ourselves a family. We say that at the end of every practice, is like kind of that tough love aspect as well. So we also try to, like, as much as we support and love each other, there's also the piece of like we have to hold each other accountable and like make sure that we're, on the right track and we are working hard every day and we are on time and just doing the little things right and reminding each other like when we don't. And
Paul likes to say we have to be kind and not nice.
that's a great quote. Paul, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, and I'm going to ask you to give me one word to describe both of these athletes here. So in describing Maddie, if you had one word to describe her, what would it be?
That's impossible, Rob.
I know
Oh
there's
my
10,
God.
12, 30, 40.
Well, athletic.
Nice.
There you go. Athletic. And how about Sky?
Ball control. That's a hyphenated one, so I get to say it. She was a former libero as a true freshman. I think she's got the best platform. She's got the best contact. Just ball control.
Okay, ladies, I'm going to flip the script a little bit. One word to describe your coach. Sky, I'll start with you.
I would say intelligent. Paul does bring a lot of knowledge to the game, and it's helped most of the athletes, not only on beach but indoor as well. And he's just such a great coach to like be coached by, and like he's so inspiring. And all of the knowledge he gives, it definitely comes from experience, and that's what makes it even better. Like, he just knows what he knows.
Kind of going off that, I would say, gosh, I'm glad I went second because I had time to think about it. I was between two words, but I would say giving. Paul's very giving. Like, any girls that need extra reps, any girls that need extra time, if it is something to do with something outside of volleyball, like, he's going to be there for you. So that's part of it, is like building those trusting relationships to be able to listen and trust in you that you're giving us the correct information. And part of that is just because you are so giving and so like receptive of others and their feelings and just everything. So
Well, this is my most favorite part of the podcast so far.
I
What was the second word? What was the
said
second word?
receptive, receptive.
Okay, thank
I
you.
think you pick things up and you're able to like relay them back very well. And like even if someone's having a bad day, it might not necessarily be, like, I don't know, what's the word? Like, people have bad days, but you never take it personally. It's always just like, we're gonna find a solution,
Sorry to turn this into a little session.
This is the Paul Elliott Love Fest right here. Yeah, this is great. But with that said, I mean, I don't know that a coach would want any other words to describe him, right? Intelligent, giving, and receptive. Man, that's high praise, Paul, and that's why you've been successful in the career you've been for so long. So,
And it's about
congratulations.
percentages. It's about percentages. There's that 15 to 20% when I'm cranky and a jerk. So it doesn't even out. That's why they can say those things. But it's not like I don't tick them off a lot.
Well, you can add those two words to your list, cranky and jerk, and then just make sure you use them appropriately.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Well, I can't thank you guys enough for coming on the program. We're so excited as a league to have this new sport as a championship sport. We're learning a lot about it as a league on how to administer it and how to provide for our student athletes and our coaches. But super excited about it and very excited for you and what this season holds for Southern Oregon University, as well as our other teams as well. Can't wait to be down on your campus at one of the times that you're hosting, and hopefully I won't need those hand warmers or the big winter coat.
Hope
That's
so.
right.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. On behalf of our director, Courtney Blummer, and myself, this has been the Beach Volleyball edition of Cascade Connects.
Thank you. All
Thank
right.
you.
On behalf of Director Courtney Blummer and host Robert Cashel, thanks for tuning in to Cascade Connects, the official podcast of the Cascade Collegiate Conference, 15 championships, and over 3,000 student athletes. This is the CCC.